what we're really talking about is an exciting but very significant transformation of how we pay for and deliver health care in our country. But for the reasons you've articulated very well, we have no choice. We've got to move in this direction, and I'm confident we will. But getting back to the chairman's initial theme of his question, this is going to require acceptance on the part of consumers who may have privacy concerns, physicians and other providers who may have to make a capital investment and change the way they do business and provide care, payers who may or may not be able to arrive at a good model that suits their needs, and policymakers who are not always in the vanguard of change, put it charitably. Where's the greatest resistance likely to be, do you think, as we think toward a new model of health IT?
I actually think that the consumer piece is very critical. We find that in our conversations, that's where we need to start engaging a lot of effort right now, because if consumers do not understand the value of this, do not see value to themselves, and only see fear of their very private information and the security issues, this thing could all fall apart very quickly. Consumers really need to engage. I think the rest of the stakeholders, it's an issue of figuring out why there are barriers and sort of how to address them. For example, in physicians, it's not that they don't want to do this. We have many physician practices in our state that are still one- and two-person physicians. We don't have large multi-specialty group practices as the norm in the state. So where are they going to get the capital? Hospitals have capital markets they go to. Physicians do not. So it's a question of capital investment. And, oh, by the way, they invest, but most of the benefits accrue to the insurer, not to them. So, you know, it's this peeling back of the onion and really figuring out what the true incentives and disincentives are, and then, you know, trying to address them one by one, as it were, but all at the same time, because we can't wait for for it, something to take 25 years. But I think that consumers are very key here, very key.
I would actually say that it also will depend largely on the consumers in terms of their expectations. Consumers also need to be oriented to be more knowledgeable in their health care, managing their own health care, and should be participants. From my perspective, a person with diabetes should have a card that on one side says, this is what you need to do as a consumer for your diabetes or as a patient. And the flip side says, here's what you should expect of your doctor, and if it's not happening, you better ask. The two of them together then will achieve pretty good outcomes, I would say.